I want to begin by wishing everyone a Guten Chodesh, beginning of a brand new month, a month of Nisan, an incredible month of miracles and salvation. So the Baal Shem Tov makes an amazing observation. The Rebbe writes that the first Mishnah Maseches Rosh Hashanah says that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'malachim. Nisan is the first of the year for new kings. It's the new year for kings. On a very simple level, what does it mean Rosh Hashanah l'malachim? On a simple level, a king would count the number of years of his reign. So when would the king end 1 year, begin another year? When would the year for counting of the reign start? Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Very simple calendrical fact. But the Baal Shem Tov says something so beautiful. He says, what does it mean that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'malachim, that Nisan is the new year for kings? Who is the kings? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we are Mamlechas Kohanim v'Goy Kadosh. Every Jew is a king. Every Jew is a king. Every Jew is a king in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every Jew is spectacular. Every Jew is amazing. And as such, says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'malachim. It's the new beginning for kings. Which kings? Me, you, all of us together. Rosh Chodesh Nisan represents a brand new beginning. Aye, but you'll ask yourself, I already have a Rosh Hashanah. There's already Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei. There's already Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the actual calendrical year. Why do I need another Rosh Hashanah? And here the Rebbe says something so beautiful. He says the Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei is a Rosh Hashanah, is a new beginning of Din. During that new year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us. And there's an element of strict justice that is associated with it. It's mi yichya mi yamos, who will live and who will die. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu measures my mitzvahs and he measures my averus and he measures everything. But says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, the Rosh Hashanah of Nisan, the new year of Nisan, this Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah of Chesed. A Rosh Hashanah of divine kindness. Chesed. The Baal Shem Tov says, because look historically what happened in this month. Thousands of years ago in this very month, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu extracted us after 210 years of servitude in Egypt. Did we deserve redemption? Did we deserve salvation? Did we deserve freedom? No, the answer, of course, is unequivocally no. We did not deserve any of these things. But at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it for us. So says the Baal Shem Tov, Rosh Hashanah of Nisan, the Rosh Hashanah l'malachim, is a new year of chesed, a new year of divine kindness. And says the Baal Shem Tov, the power of Chodesh Nisan and the power of this Rosh Hashanah, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, all the regular rules are lifted. On Rosh Hashanah in Tishrei, if you want to live, you have to deserve it. And Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei, if you want bracha, you must earn it. But on the Rosh Hashanah of Nisan is a brand new year, a brand new beginning that is all chesed. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, just ask and I'll give it to you. Just dream and I'll help you make it happen. Just have goals and aspirations and I'll be that gentle push in back of you, pushing you and prodding you to go forward and to accomplish. It's this month where incredible things could happen, even if we don't deserve it. This is the new year of chesed, not the new year of din. So my dear friends, on this Rosh Hashanah of chesed, on this new year of divine kindness, there are so many things we have to do. First, we have to daven. We have to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that of course he gives us a refuah, and that he takes care of this disease that is spreading out throughout the entire world, that he watch over our communities and our mishpachos and all of mankind. We have to ask for parnasa. We have to ask for health. Some of us have to ask for children, for shiduchim, all kinds of things we have to ask for. And it's chesed. It's a month of divine kindness. It's a month where you can ask for stuff, and even if you don't deserve it, it's possible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it to you. It's possible. But this is also the month to think big, to dream big, to decide, who do you want to be? What do you want to be? I will say, but what's the point of dreaming big dreams? I'm here and I want to get over here, but the distance is so far. But this is the month to dream those dreams, because this is the dream where HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us from the bottom, from the 49th level of Tumah, and he catapulted us up to the peaks of Kiddusha, to the peaks of holiness. We didn't deserve it. We didn't earn it, but he did it for us. So it's in this sacred month that we have the ability to petition HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything we need, and maybe have him grant it even if we don't deserve it. But I think more importantly, this is the month where we could dream big dreams. This is the month where we, the Malachim, the kings, could say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, here's what I want to do. Here's what I want to accomplish. I don't know how I'm going to do it yet, but I want you to know what I want out of life. And if we express to HaKadosh Baruch Hu what we want out of life in this new year, in this new beginning of Chesed, we have no doubt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us reach that finish line. Wishing everyone a good Chodesh and a good Erev Shabbos.